Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May 10th, 2010. Israeli troops kill an infant in the West Bank as jet fighters bombard areas in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian infant died when Israeli troops fired tear gas at protesters in the town of Beit Umar near Hebron on Sunday, Palestinian medical sources reported. The infant was identified as Hamza Abu Maria, 18 months. The sources stated that the soldiers fired on Friday evening gas bombs at the house of Abu Maria, who was already suffering dehydration. The incident took place after clashes erupted between local youth and Israeli soldiers near Karmet Sur illegal settlement built on privately owned Palestinian land between Beit Umar and the nearby town of Halhul. On Monday, Israeli troops invaded the village of Bani Naim, southern West Bank, and handed out 10 demolition orders to residents. Troops targeted homes built in the village center, local sources reported. The army claims those houses were built in an Israeli-controlled area without the army approval. Some villagers refused to take the orders from troops who left them notes at their front doors, local sources reported. Elsewhere, Israeli jet fighters bombarded on Monday at dawn areas at the southern Gaza Strip borders with Egypt, Palestinian sources reported. The airstrikes targeted tunnels between the city of Rafah and Egypt. According to eyewitnesses, the strikes damaged two tunnels, but no injuries were reported. The Israeli army says the attacks are in response to a Palestinian attack on Saturday with a homemade Qassam shell that targeted the Negev area outside the Gaza Strip. The attack did not cause damage or injuries. Israel attacks the tunnels frequently, claiming Palestinians use them to traffic weapons into the Gaza Strip. Since Israel tightened the siege on the Gaza Strip in June of 2007, the tunnels became the source of much-needed supplies to the 1.5 million Palestinians besieged in the coastal enclave. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.